roars to the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. Themselves over boundaries and water rights. Range wars might have followed if it had not been for the masked rider of the plains. It was he who blazed the trail for progress and put an end to violence on the frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the Circle Bar! There's going to be trouble!
Buffalo Pass jolted along the rocky trail.
Meet up! Come on, meet up there!
Inside the coach were two men and a girl, Tex Hardy, his sister Ann, and young Ray Gordon, the new manager of the Great Circle Bar Ranch.
Come on, you lazy little kid!
Captain William, I've been expecting you for most of the month, Mr. Gordon. Everybody in the county's been looking forward to meeting you.
Would you mind calling me Ray, Miss Hardy?
Not if you call me Ann.
And me, Tech. That suits me fine.
I'm glad you didn't turn out the way we were afraid you would.
How's that?
Well, nobody'd ever heard of you. We were afraid you'd be an Easterner. A Kennethon.
I was born in Wyoming, Ann.
You don't have to tell us now.
I'll tell you don't. There's a heap of folks going to breathe a sigh of relief.
Think so?
I'm sure of it. Circle Bar is the biggest outfit around Buffalo Pass. And the manager always takes the lead in everything. While when Joe Murphy was alive, there wasn't one of us ranchers that rope a doggy without asking his advice.
And you expect me to step into Joe's shoes?
Sort of.
I might not have the same ideas, Jack.
Well, that's reasonable. You're a lot younger.
But you're one of us. That's all that matters.
For a while, we thought our sheriff, Bill Kenner, was going to get the job. And that would have suited us fine.
Especially Bill.
He's a smart hombre, sir.
You wouldn't get any argument from him about that.
All right. Maybe he doesn't talk about himself a little too much. But I was trying to tell Ray something. Even if folks were rooting for a Bill, they're going to forget all about it when they meet you, Ray. We'll wait and see.
You can take our word for it. We think you're regular. Of course, you'll be mighty busy for the next day or two. But I'm going to have a party Saturday night, and you're going to be the guest of honor. Will you come?
I'd like to.
I won't take any excuses. It's better. We're going to shake hands with our whole crowd.
Get up there, you're coming.
Whoa!
Hey, what's the...
The last man in the league.
Hold up. We haven't been troubled with road agents for a year.
Keep your going, Puddle. Gordon, are you there?
I'm right here, masked man.
Do you know it?
We bought a horse for you. You can ride with us to the ranch.
I've been wanting to have a talk with you. Goodbye, Tex. A nice meeting you, Ann.
Ray.
Go, Silver.
Get up, get down.
Gang of outlaws been working on a Circle Bar crew,
I don't like it. They say you can judge a man by the company he keeps. going through as you planned. You say the word, I won't. No, I don't believe it's wise. You're going to have trouble. This country isn't right for farming, and most of the people around here think you'll never be bothered by homesteaders. The country wasn't right for farming in Spring Valley. You know what happened there? It couldn't stop the homesteaders from moving in. Plowed up the land, working for a couple of years, and then they moved out. Now the valley's all grown up with weeds. It's no good for range either.
I know. The days of the open range are over. I can see that as well as you do. And it's going to be hard to make these ranchers face the future.
My job.
How do they? Are you going to stay near Buffalo Pass? You may need it.
I guess so. You think you ought to start wearing a gun?
Well, you've got along without one.
Yeah, but
wearing a gun forced you to kill a man once. It's in self-defense, I know. When the jury acquitted you, you told me you'd never wear a gun again. Well, Buffalo Pass isn't much different from Spring Valley. You might run into the same situation.
You're right. A six-shooter stays on the wall.
No stopping here, Ray. There's the ranch down below.
Uh-huh. Nice breath.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'll need it. Get up there, boy.
Something to say.
Boys, I've only been here a week. But I want to tell you right now, you're the finest crew I ever worked with. No, I mean. So far, we've got along fine. I'm going to start giving some orders that you won't like.
Well, we figured we'd have to go to work sooner or later. You mean, round up the strays, can't you?
Well, as none of you can guess, so just sit tight and listen.
I want you to file homestead claims on every inch of ground in this valley. Hear me out, boys. I know you're not farmers, and you don't have to be. The law says if you file a claim to a section of land and build on it, that land is yours.
You've explained it to me, boys, but I still haven't got it straight. We're not going to live in the bunkhouse anymore?
Well, you'll have to live in your cabin. You'll still eat up here, that's all.
It's going to be mighty inconvenient.
The ranch will pay you grazing rights on your land.
That ain't bad.
And in time, we'll buy it.
Only
what, sunshine?
Gosh, blinking, Ray, we don't want to even look like homesteaders.
Oh, this is the only way we can keep them out of the valley.
Now, listen, I've got a name for barring trouble. That's why they call me Sunshine. Not even me is figured on homesteaders bothering us here.
They will. By spring at the latest.
Well, you come from farther east. You know what the ranchers have been up against there. You know what you're doing.
Well, that isn't all, though.
That's all you told me.
Wait. From Rock Point north of the Sycamores, then from the Sycamores east to the ranch, and from the ranch south to the pass, from the pass west to Rock Point, we're going to build a fence. You boys have filed your claims.
A fence at Buffalo Pass.
A fence all around the Circle Bar range.
Miles of it.
90. To be exact.
But you can't. There's other cattle besides ours running the range.
Yeah. Many have.
He's sticking a knife in the back of our fence.
No. Knowing that what the law will have to do, sooner or later.
Then let it be later. This round's dead and gone. Cattlemen like me have fought barbed wire all across the state of Wyoming. If you think I'm going to start stringing it now, you're a local, Ray.
The fence is going to be built. You want to be counted out, Sunshine, that's up to you. Use all your time with a 2 month bonus.
I've been here 5 years.
And I'd hate to lose you, but that goes for everybody. This job has got to be done. Don't want any part of it, just draw your time and clear out.
Maybe if the boys would like a little time to think about it,
Jay. Sure. And any questions you have, I'll be glad to answer them.
Did old man Richardson give you the go-ahead on these?
He certainly did.
Well, the candid is candid. Most likely me and the boys will be sticking by you, son. We'll file the claims, and we'll build the cabins, and we'll build the fence. And you know what's going to happen?
The Circle Bar range will be safe.
Yeah, but we won't. Our rancher friends are going to have something to say about that. We won't be living all together here. We'll be scattered all over the valley. They'll get us one by one while we're sleeping. Mark my words, Ray. At the end of the year, there won't be a mother son of us alive.
Good night, sunshine.
Sure is, Ann. long time having that party and a long time getting it here, Ray. It's
been a lot of work in the rain.
Yeah, but now that you've come, I don't think you better stay.
Why not?
Just found out that your crew has filed homestead claims and you're building a fence.
Well, that's not true.
It's a mighty unpopular with a man inside. You don't want any gun playing around here, so you don't go home.
I don't carry a gun.
All the more reason for you to bamboo.
I'd like a chance to talk with the men.
I've heard your arguments. They got them from Sunshine.
I might be able to argue a little better.
It won't do you any good. Oh, I like you, Ray. I don't want to see you get into any trouble, and you're asking for it. That fence will never be built. You keep trying. Well, I can't answer for what...
Gordon, get out of here.
There we are. There's only one way to deal with a
fence building,
homestead,
and coyotes.
Smokey again.
You're Bill Kendall, aren't you?
Yeah.
Sheriff Kendall.
Yeah, lift my badge inside. This is man to man.
Sorry, I can't oblige you. I don't carry a gun.
We'll fix that, Ip. Give him one, boy.
No, thanks.
Yeller, huh?
Take off your gun belt, and I'll answer that with my fist.
That's it, please. Hold it, Dick.
No, you can't. Now, wait a minute.
Inside the house,
Anne.
There's no place for you.
Let's stop them.
Come on, you fool cat. Come and get it.
I'm ready.
Someone's riding this way, Tonto. Ray Gordon's the only one who knows where we are.
We see who it is plenty soon.
We better step back out of the light of the fire.
Hi there. Anybody around?
It is, Ray.
Oh, there you are. I thought I saw a silver bat in the tree.
What brings you here this time of night?
Well, can you see my face good?
You've been in the fight?
Yep. I've been carrying a gun I've been done for.
What happened?
Well, I rode over to Hardy Ranch for a party, and the sheriff and I put on the entertainment. They're all against me, Matt, man.
I thought they would be.
I know I'm right, only... Well, I don't want to take any chance of my boys getting hurt. They're all living on a claim, Sal, and... What shall I do?
Go ahead, Ray.
You mean that?
You keep a close watch on Kendall and Hardy and all the other ranchers. We'll answer for the safety of your men.
That's a promise I've been looking for. Thanks, mister.
Adios, Ray.
Adios. Get up, boy.
Thank you.
continue our story. As the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Sunshine raced across the level range toward the ranch house, a bright glare leaped to the sky behind them. Sunshine's cabin had been fired. By the time they reached the main corral of the ranch, they found Ray and several men already in the saddle.
Time. If I'd have known you were friends with the Lone Ranger and he was around here, I'd have felt a heap better about this. But all the same...
Who was it? Kendall and Marantz.
I told you about Kendall laying down the law to me today.
They didn't follow you?
They saw they couldn't catch us. But your other men out there are not safe. It's time to move back to the ranch house.
They're claiming
that it sacrificed them and sacrificed their lives.
You bet. We'll round them up tonight.
Quiet, Sheriff. Leading a bunch of night riders.
That's what I've been wondering about. If it weren't for Kendall, Hardy and the rest of them wouldn't try violence. There's something personal in this, Ray. The sheriff doesn't forget the duties of his office without a good reason.
He only took the job of sheriff because he couldn't get Ray's job.
Is that true?
So they tell me.
That's just him. Fence or no fence, he wants to drive you out of here.
He's still been trying to make the boys quit.
How about it, boys? You still with me?
Oh, you got him sold, Ray. He'll stick by you to the end.
He'll be living back here at the ranch. The work on the fence will go on. Kendall will see that he doesn't have a chance of making trouble with your crew.
Will he give up?
That wouldn't be my guess. But we'll have to wait and see what he tries next. Round up the boys out on the range.
Right away.
And one thing more, Ray. Carry a rifle in the boot of your saddle from now on.
But you told me not.
That isn't the same as carrying a six-gun. If your crew is attacked during the day, you want to fight with them.
I see what you mean.
And stay with your men. Don't ride alone day or night.
Well,
I made you a promise. I want one in return.
It makes sense, kid.
All right. I promise.
And I'll see that he keeps it, last man.
Good.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up.
The canyon of Mrs. Bill?
Yeah, Pat.
I thought you was playing a long game with the ranchers.
Too long to suit me. They're letting that cordon hombre go ahead with his plans. They won't do a thing to stop him.
Seems to me I heard about a little raiding party a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, nothing came of it.
You still want to be the manager of the Circle Bar, don't you?
With Gordon out of the way, I would be.
So you come to see me?
Well, old friends are best, Pat.
Mm-hmm. I've never done business with the sheriff before.
Oh, this badge don't mean a thing to me, you know that.
Well, if I can depend on it, what's on your mind?
You always like to make your own plan.
Take him prisoner. Is that it?
Get him out of the way. For good.
Old man Richardson paying nice ransom.
Never that.
No? And what would you pay?
Well, I couldn't pay anything until I got the job. Afterwards, well, there's 10,000 head of cattle on the Circle Bar Range.
That ain't exactly news.
I'll promise you 1,000 head a year.
If you get the job.
I will.
Here's he.
You mean it? How are you going to work it?
Just tell me everything you know about the range and Gordon. Like you say, I always make my own plans.
Boss.
Got to figure out when to run the fence tomorrow.
Maybe we should have brought a few more of the boys with us.
Why take them away from the work?
Remember your promise to the masked man?
I'm not alone.
You're practically alone.
I wouldn't say that.
Just the same.
Nothing's going to happen, Sunshine. Nothing has for the past 2 weeks, and nothing will. The ranchers are pulling their horns.
And I wonder why the Lone Ranger is still allowed here.
I haven't seen him.
I did, last night.
Well, look. We don't want to fence off this water hole. The draw from the Hardy place runs down here and will leave the hole for their cattle. Now...
Hey, shoot him there! Drop your rifle, boys! It's an ambush!
Find out about that when we talk to him. Here, I'll help you into your saddle.
yard far from the ranch, I should get the boys.
You'll talk to the sheriff first. Come on, boy.
Get up there, Calvin.
Ideas about that mask, Kendall. This is the Lone Ranger.
We have some work for you, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Ray Gordon and Sunshine were dry goats at the foot of Hardy's Draw.
Sunshine looks all right. What about Gordon?
We don't know. He disappeared. Matano can show you the trail.
He ain't going back on you.
I'll follow that trail by myself.
We're ready to help you. You'll need a posse to round up the gang.
I don't need anybody. I'll follow the trail by myself. You three can went about your business. You get me?
We got you, Sheriff. Come on, Sunshine.
What's the idea? He's up to something.
Of course he is, Tonto. You'll ride away with us, but you'll come back here. Follow him. Mark the trail for us so don't let yourself be seen.
Where are we going?
Yep.
Our first stop is Hardy's Ranch. Go on, Silver.
Get him up. Out.
Take his place.
Well, if the folks will have me, then count on my vote.
And mine, no.
treated you, Ray?
You just thought you were in the right, that's all.
Well, about the fence, I still think I am. Masked men, there's nobody got the interests of the West more at heart than you have. And that goes for us ranchers, too, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Then how about it? Doesn't the end of the open range mean the end of ranching?
Not if you meet the problem the way Gordon's meeting it.
What? You're on his side?
Let him talk to you. Give him a chance to tell you the story of Spring Valley. After that, you'll be on his side, too.
That's hard to believe.
Well, yeah, listen to me.
The masked man wants me to. What else can I do?
Good.
Time to bring Silver. Scout.
You won't be sorry, Tex. It never hurt anyone to face the future. There's only one way to get ahead, and that's to go forward.
Tip. Adios.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.